This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So as we told you, the 1, 2, 3, and 4A will play this week for the right to go to state. And one of the teams who've had a magical season, no doubt, in 4A is University School. The Sharks have just answered every bell. They are on their way to Cocoa this Friday evening to take on a defending state champion. And I'll tell you what University School's done this season, no one will put anything by them. Big wins over the last couple weeks. And huge game the other day over Monsignor Pace. And head coach Daniel Luque has been there since the day they started football, and he's still doing the job. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations.
Hey, Blue, thanks a lot, man. I'm glad we finally got each other this time.
Yeah, I told you. I've been hunting you down, man. I'll tell you. But what a week, huh? What a year, but what a week this is for the kids with Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving Day practice. That beats coming over on the 4th of July, I'll tell you, for one of your camps. But I'll tell you what, you got to be excited, elated for the school, for the kids, for the administration, and obviously for the hard work the coaching staff has put in.
We're very fortunate to be exactly where we're at right now. You know, it's something every kid, every coach has aspirations before the season starts. Is to be in this position right now, and we're very fortunate and grateful to be here. And it's not a coincidence. Our kids put in the work, and we got a great coaching staff. And you know, when you live your life right and you try to do the right things in life, you know, you get blessed from those up above. So we're going to continue that route and roll the dice and see where they hit.
Yeah. You started putting things together last year to make this type of run. Still a lot of young kids on the team, obviously, but some of the seniors that stepped up for you and made this process, what it is today. I mean, obviously, to have 9th and 10th and 11th graders is fine, but you have to have some of those seniors to kind of been there, done that, kind of lean on a little bit. Talk about the senior leadership, the players who are seniors this year that maybe they didn't play a huge role on the field, but they did more during practice and what they do on the sidelines as well.
Well, you know, we got four seniors on our team that, you got more, but the ones that contribute the most, you know, you talk about a guy like Jeremy Zarenda and you're talking about a kid like Antonio Revilla. You know, those two kids were here since day one, and they were there when we went 3-7, and they were there for the rebuild of the University School, but to see it fall right back again when we had the mass exodus of transfers for whatever reason. And, you know, for them to be loyal, for them to stick it out, for those, to believe in what we're doing and the message that we send to our kids on a daily basis and to kind of stick through it, it's an accreditation to them. And both of them guys start and they contribute very well and nicely to the football program. Then you have Noah Lieberman, who transfers from St. Thomas, who is, who's been a two-year starter for me and probably – you know, the leader on the offensive line, and obviously George Brubeck, who what I would say is the savior of our football program, came in last year, threw for 2,600 yards, and, you know, already reached over 1,000 this year, and it's just really helped manage our football team and put us in position to be successful.
You take a look at, as you mentioned, George Brubeck. He reminds me of a kid like Michael Barish, who came in from St. Thomas that year, broke all those records, and kind of helped kickstart the program, and a lot of people kind of paid a lot of attention. You have some elite kids. I mean, no matter how you slice it, I mean, you take a look at some of the players like Kenny McIntosh, who could line it up for anybody in the country. I mean, this kid is just a junior. Joshua Sanguinetti, who's a kid that could play on both sides of the ball if you have to. I mean, you have that type of player. Talk about some of those guys like Flowers and kids who bring it every week that maybe everybody doesn't hear about, but they get it done.
Xavier Flowers actually played with Kenny and Josh since they were Little League, so we knew coming up from the get-go that he was a tremendous athlete. he fought some minor, you know, being healthy, you know, being young, his ninth
sure.
year, you know, he had a little bit of a hamstring situation, but, you know, he really bought into the weight room program, and I think that's why, you know, his success this year is so good because of how he just said, you know what, I'm going to focus on football, and I'm going to really focus on developing my body so I can take the hits in the you know, the varsity level type of, you know, season, you know. So.
Sure. Sure. Your coaching staff. I mean, this is a coaching staff that goes to bat with you year round. I mean, you run events, you have your camps, you have your lineman events every Saturday, Sunday type things. You have your linebacker deals, but all your coaches get immersed into it and all your kids do too. And that's obviously a way that you guys have grown. Talk about the offseason commitment, because you know as well as I do what happens in March and April and May reflect now. And that's when you guys put in all your work.
Well, I tell you this, my first year ever coaching in South Florida, I was in $3,000 in debt, and I ran a whole summer program literally by myself at Parkway Academy. That just shows you what kind of commitment I have. So as the leader of this program and a university school, if I'm going to be the one out there showing that type of commitment to these teams, I'm expecting my coaches to follow, man, and they do, and we do a great job together, man. The kids love us, and they believe in us, and, you know, that's why they are able to play with a lot of confidence. Friday night.
A unique atmosphere to be at the school, obviously. A lot of academic-minded kids that walk those hallways daily, kids who are looking to be doctors and lawyers and all these great things in life. But they've also gotten involved in the football program as well. I mean, a lot of the student support, a lot of the academic support, and also the support from your administration. Talk about that, because that's probably one of the most important things.
Well, I tell you what, it all starts with our head of school, Dr. Bill Kopis. You know, he entrusted this football program with me, and, you know, our athletic director, Mr. Paul Herford, has, you know, gotten together, and, you know, we've really sat down there and see exactly how we want to, you know, the image that we want to have here. And it's great to be good in sports, but we also want to show that we're very academically sound in the classroom. And people don't know this. I think we're the only playoff team that was back-to-back 2015 and 2016 academic champions for the FHSA Class 4A football. So
wow.
That speaks highly of our kids and what we're doing. And right now, being this far in the playoffs, it just solidifies that what we are as an overall student academic, you know, institution.
Yeah, no doubt. As we're talking to Coach Daniel Luque, University School, and Coach, you know, I still have that program from the first year that you guys started this thing, and it's amazing. I mean, you look back with Coach Harriet and Coach Sorg and some of the guys who were there from the beginning, and you kind of like rode this thing all the way. I mean, you went through the ups and downs, and you and I talk about this all the time. Your love for the game, your love for the school and the kids, has more than come through, and I know that this reward by going to Cocoa this week has to be really satisfactory for you too, because you've put in so much blood and sweat in this school that this is something that you guys deserve.
You know, it's some people say you deserve. I mean, you know, we'll see. Blue, we're going to go out there and we can give them everything we got. And, you know, regardless of the outcome, you know, I'm just super proud of our kids, man. And especially, you know, I want to throw this out there, man, because, you know, everybody, you know, Kenny McIntosh and George Bubrick and Josh Sanguinetti and Michael Hurt, those guys, they get all the limelight. But I really want to show some love to my offensive line, man. They've been playing their butts off the last couple weeks, man. And they really put the team on their back, you know, last week to win that game for us, to even get us in this spot. So I'm really proud of them. And, you know, we're gonna gear ourselves up and get ready. This isn't the first time we've been in the third round of the playoffs. And
yep.
Right now we're 2-0. We're looking to make that 3-0.
Coco, you know them. You've seen them. Very well coached. Wilkinson does an awesome job. Obviously, they've been battling Booker T for a number of years. Now you guys enter the picture. Talk about Coco and what you expect to see up there.
Well, you know, we see the field condition, so we're expecting to get the ball ran right at us, and you know, we're ready for that, and you know, we're gonna try to, you know, execute what we do on offense, and you know, force you to play us in a light box, and if we can do that, we'll get the ball out to our athletes in space, and if you cover those guys up, we're gonna feed the beast in the middle and Kenny McIntosh and Michael Hurt. So you know, we got a plan together, and you know, we look forward to going out there and executing and playing with our heads on fire.
Good stuff. Coach, well, I can't say enough. Congratulations so far. Hopefully we'll have you back on after the state championship and relish in what has been just an awesome run. I mean, you guys have done a tremendous job. You know, we're supporting you all the way, and we're excited. I know you guys are. And before we let you go, what's going to be on your Thanksgiving meal? What do you have to have? What's that one thing on your plate this week?
Well, the one thing we're going to have is it's been since 2012 since we had Thanksgiving practice, so our alumni is coming out from 10 to 12
nice.
Thursday. So we're excited to see them. We're excited to have our run through, and you know, I said on that chicken, I gotta have some shrimp, man, and some rice, man. So I gotta have that.
Only you, man.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.